want, bitches.
I cannot lose. I beat him like my bitch on Sunday.
Welcome to the Cesspool. I am Jim J. Foss Foster. You can follow me at Twitter at J. Foss, at J-F-A-U-S-S. Today I'm with Brandon the Badger Mullinex.
What up?
And I'm with the returning. He is a millionaire cum dumpster, but he is reoccurring. Tom Riccardi, what's going on?
Hey, killer. Just so you guys know, I'm Tom Riccardi, and you're listening to the Cesspool Podcast.
We have done something very special for you guys. We have our first video beer review. You're going to have to go to the Facebook page to hear this, but this really goes in depth on the beer. You're going to feel like you're tasting it yourself. Tom, what do we have for this month?
We've got some Boulevard Cranberry Orange Radler.
Goddamn, Tom. If you had a vote, who are you going for?
Probably Trump, because he's a man and ILM.
Right. Since you're rich, you don't want to.
They're both rich, but Trump's richer, and I like richer people like myself.
Well, if you went and did speeches for 250 grand a pop, be richer. But wait, you make what? Like 65,000 a year or a month? A week?
Or a day? Get it right, okay? You want me to leave this set right now?
No, Tom. We have to get to... You went and saw Sully, right?
Yeah, I did.
Which, tell us a little bit of background on Sully.
Well, first off, when they make the movie about Tom Riccardi,
yeah,
I hope Jack Black plays me.
Why?
He's a funny guy. I like him. And I think he needs money.
Who would play your employees?
You're probably looking at the people
Chris
from...
Chris Rock.
You're looking at Chris Rock. You ever see that one with the slum people over in India?
Oh, the Slumdog Millionaire people?
Make,
Precious?
Yeah, but it'll be like Hood Rat Slum or something. That's what we're looking at.
The guys from Friday...
And Barbershop, Friday okay. After Next, and Last Friday.
All right, so you went and saw Sully. I'm sure you sat front row because that's what you deserve.
Yeah, I'm partially blind, so I got to sit at front row too.
I wish you would have went to Aurora for this.
I sure wish it was the midnight premiere. Life would be so much better.
So, Tom, starring Tom Hanks, probably named after you, more than likely.
Yeah, Tom Riccardi Hanks.
Tell us a little bit about the movie, and would you recommend it?
Well, it's about the airline pilot that crashed the jet in the Hudson. It's pretty good. It's about an hour and a half. I'd recommend it. Probably like a 10 for me.
Really? Best movie ever, huh? Just a 10 out of 10.
Probably. I mean, I haven't seen any other movies.
That's your first movie?
First movie in a while. When you're running a multi-million dollar company, Jim, yeah, you don't have time to waste.
So Tom Hanks was spot on. Was Tom Hanks the fucking pilot?
Tom Hanks looks like... I mean, you could have tossed Anderson Cooper in there. He could have been piloting that thing. They look the same.
Yeah. So, was the cast diverse?
No. I wish the flight attendants were black
and slow.
All right, Tom. Or at least the baggage handlers.
Are you keeping up with the MLB playoffs at all?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Cubs fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Always been?
I'm a huge Cubs fan again because I want to go up to Chicago, watch Mark McGwire hit some home runs, you know.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Mark McGwire doing really good things for the Cubs right now.
Oh, yeah. He hit a 3-run home run off Madison Bumgarner the other night.
So, obviously, not a Red Sox guy.
No.
The Red Sox got swept, and that ended the storied career of one David Ortiz.
This is a fucking city.
It didn't even sound that good. It was,
I couldn't understand.
This our fucking city. A lot of articles this morning saying that he was the greatest Boston player of all time. I will give you a fellow Bostonians list of his five greatest Red Sox of all time. And he has Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski, David Ortiz, Carlton Fisk, and Jim Rice. Credit Boston Dan DeSisto for that.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Donald Trail here. And I heard you're looking for a new host. Looking for a new brother. And I need this because I'm low on my benefits. I'm low on my Ebit card and my Snap. I don't know what Snap is, but I get stuff for Snap. And so, this message is approved by Donald Trail, him fucking self.
One thing I don't like, Badger, is evil women.
Yes, evil women suck.
And this is going to tie into our second profile, but that's a little bit later. Right now, you have kind of, a little mini list, a little history on, three of the most evil women in history.
Yeah. This woman made number 19 on the list of most evil women in history.
Right.
I'm not sure what time frame this is from. This looks like possibly late 1800s, early 1900s. But her name was Marianne Cotton. And when Marianne found out that she could receive payouts for the death of a family member, she murdered 21 people with arsenic poisoning, 12 of which were her own children. And then she went on and killed several husbands and even her own mother.
What's another one?
Second one, Leonardo weird Italian last name.
Yeah, it's an Italian.
Yeah, Italian gal. She killed three women between 1939 and 1940. And although it was a low body count, it was really actually what she did with them that scared most people. She used the remnants of the bodies to make soaps that she would later bathe with. In addition to the soap, she used dried blood from the victims and her tea cakes, and then served it to her friends when they would come over and visit. And then she would also claim that she enjoyed eating them too.
Wow. Okay, how far up can you skip? That's number 18, so it gets worse, right? What's one of the top five?
Maria Chadha Leone. As the head of the Avenues, Chadha ran one of the most dangerous street gangs in the history of Los Angeles. From her fortress home in Drew Street, she ran a criminal enterprise based on drugs, murder, and intimidation. Much of the gang's higher leadership was made up of her own children.
Wow. So a lot of these women are using their children in one way or the other.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Either using them to kill or killing them.
All right. Let's move on.
Number four, Myra Hindley. Together with her boyfriend, Ian Brady, Hindley was responsible for the rape and murder of five young children from 1962 to 1968. She died in prison in 2002.
Dang. So women have calmed down?
Who knows?
What's three?
Number three, Dorothea Benz. As the SS supervisor at the Ravensbrück concentration camp, her dedication to her work was described by her fellow Nazis as unyielding. Known for patrolling the camp with a whip in one hand and a German shepherd at her side, inmates reportedly fell silent upon her approach. Her reputation of whipping, beating, and even shooting female inmates earned her the job of supervising the torture bunkers at the camp, as well as training the guards.
Number two.
Biljana Plavsic. As the former president of the Republic, that is by far the weirdest name I've ever heard in my life. She led Bosnia-Herzegovina during the Serbian genocides of the 1990s. It was her comments that ethnic cleansing was a natural thing. and that 6 million Serbs needed to die. That rallied her republic to perpetrate genocide. After her arrest, she plea bargained with the War Crimes Tribunal and remained in prison until her release in 2009. She is currently staging a political comeback.
Wow. So she's still on about.
Fuck, I guess.
Number one.
Number one. Fusako Shinobu. After a career as a president or a student activist, she volunteered with the PLO before forming the Japanese Red Army. In her attempts to unite Japan under communist revolution, she became a full-fledged terrorist. She is responsible for orchestrating the 1974 attack on the French embassy in The Hague and assisting the 1960 hijacking of TWA Flight 840. Under her arrest in 2000, she was the most wanted terrorist on Earth.
Wow. All right, so that leads me into our next profile, which news came out actually today or recently, whenever you fucking listen to this podcast. Shout out to Illinois listeners, because they'll listen as soon as this comes out. Greg Hardy of Carolina Panther and Cowboys fame, who basically was very good in the NFL, but he couldn't keep a job because of his, you know, run-ins with the law or his domestic violence with accusations. So we have to go into, and this is my list of the top four women you would like to see Greg Hardy beat. You with me, Tom?
I'm always here, killer.
Starting at four, Hope Solo. Hope Solo, you know, obviously, she beat up her hubby? Was it her husband?
Yeah, it was her husband.
So when she's not blocking balls, she's kicking them. Well,
or if she's not taking photos of her.
Yeah, she stuff. Actually does have a lot of leaked photos that Vapo the Clown would gladly like to get a hold of. But not on Greg Hardy's watch, you fucking whore. I want to see Greg Hardy enter the gold net and beat this bitch's ass.
I agree.
Number three on our list, Big Ugly. Brittany Griner. She may be tall, but she's not that muscular. I think Greg Hardy beats her up awfully fast. What do you think?
Greg Hardy is going to mop her up and down the court with his fists.
Brittany Griner may have beat her lesbian lover up, but this is a step up in domestic violence.
She's up in a weight class.
She's going to go up in a weight class. I have Greg Hardy beating this bitch up. At number two, now this might not be age friendly, but she is a bitch. Judge Judy. If any of Greg Hardy's court cases went to this bitch,
he's taking that gavel and smashing that old bitch's face in.
Judge Judy, I don't see standing much of a chance.
That fake bailiff they have, what's he gonna do? Nothing.
He is going to get out of the way of Greg Hardy. Was Greg Hardy the Kraken?
I think, yes, he's the Kraken.
Was he? Okay.
Release the Kraken.
So Judge Judy is going to have to release that Kraken. Number one bitch we'd like to see Greg Hardy beat up, and it's a woman that said she could beat up men. So this is on her. Am I right?
Oh, this
is on her. And, you know, just a little disclaimer for all you mud sharks and snow bunnies out there. When you go into the bedroom with Greg Hardy, he owns that ass. If you've seen those pictures of the women that he's gotten encounters with before, God knows I've seen them. I've looked at them nightly for a while. Greg Hardy is the man. Ronda Rousey is my number one bitch to beat by Greg Hardy. Do you see her having any chance?
No. You thought Holly Holm was a man? Wait till you see Greg Hardy.
Holly Holm isn't half the man.
Greg Hardy is.
Greg Hardy is going to release so many Krakens on Ronda Rousey's
That bitch
ass.
Will be lost in the sea for life.
The big news is Greg Hardy is going into MMA. He's listed, well, at the time of playing, 6'5", 280. And he's only 28 years old. His career wasn't much. It was a very good career. Short career, but very good. Off the field stuff is really what derailed him. What?
Derailed. I'll pick him up. I'll pick up his contract.
He's unemployed.
Well, come on down, sir. I could use people like you. Hey, all you killers and tigers and studs. I'm Tom Riccardi. And in case you didn't notice, I'm a millionaire. And I'm trying to be the co-host of the Cesspool Podcast. And if you don't vote for me, I really don't care because I'll just buy it out right now. I'm Tom, and I approve this message.
Tom, I got a bone to pick with you. I see that, what is it, Arnold Palmer is your Facebook profile picture, correct?
You would be correct.
What the fuck does Arnold Palmer have to do with you?
I have great respect for men who make more money than I do, okay? That's what it's about. It's what it's always been about, and it what it will be about.
What part of Arnold Palmer's legacy are you going to remember, Tom?
The fact that we sell Arnold Palmer iced tea.
Exactly. You guys stocked the shit out of that Arnold Palmer iced tea. So is that's why the profile picks up there? Because even though he's dead, he's still making you fucking money?
You're goddamn right, Tiger.
Only other thing I'll bring up is Mafia 3. On Facebook, you put googly eyes, talked about it's the best game ever. That's obviously a fucking lie, and I want to know why you like that game so much, because it is trash. Go ahead.
Because there's a black guy who's the main character, and that's who I mainly employ is black people.
The black guy isn't going around stalking sparkling eyes.
I'm sure I can talk them into making Mafia.
Actually, you know, 4. One thing about Mafia 3 is the main character, he looks like Blake Griffin, right?
Yes, he does. Now you brought that up. Yes, he looks like Blake Griffith.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. I'm sitting here, I'm like, did he just get off the court and now he's going to go, you know,
kill him? Made this game while he was suspended for punching that assistant.
Right. But you do love the game. You think it's a great game.
I love it.
Things. We were just discussing the pansexual thing that I just heard that term. I mean, I'm not seeking out sexual terms, but pansexual it's basically what? Bisexual?
Well,
just with a cute name?
The exact definition is gender. You're not attracted by biological sex, gender, or gender identity.
You hear that train? What do?
Oh, God.
You take a shout. So, Badger, you pansexual?
Fuck no.
Derrick Rose of NBA fame says he suspected a rape setup after he enjoyed sex with that lady.
Yes, that's what I always say when someone accuses me of rape.
Well, you know, even if I go to a bar and I pick up an unattractive fat chick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's willing to let me, you know, dick her down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that she's going to be calling out rape.
Possibly. But, you know, tomorrow I'll be sober, but she'll still be ugly.
Tomorrow I'll rape her just like I did.